Dan Harwood and Domenico Maricelli were walking past the compound of the Wessel Diamond Mine, a corral for the Tucali workers. As the sun went down, Dan blinded Domenico with a flashlight, and he fell into the abyss. Finding his corpse, Dan removed the pouch from his neck. Then, Domenico and Ari Verver were radio operators. Verver decided to study the dead zone in the Kimberley area, where the radio waves were behaving strangely. The research was almost over when Domenico found a diamond. Dan couldn't find anything, so he started working with Maricelli. Harewood had no luck, but after killing his partner, he became the owner of his diamonds. While taking Verver's gear, Dan heard a song that Maricelli liked to hum. Returning to the abyss, he found the murdered man's head, but the song continued to play. Harwood went to the police, thinking he had lost his mind and therefore should be punished. The chief of police also heard the song and went to Verver. He said he had simply recorded Maricelli's voice and played it from a gramophone.